Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fifth. The DH, Mike Easler. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Steve Lyons. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jackie Gutierrez. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tim Lawlor. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Reed Nichols. Batting second. The second baseman, Scott Fletcher. Batting third. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting fourth. The DH, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Luis Salazar. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gene Nelson. And now, play ball. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Salazar. Evans reaches second base with a double. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evans scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boggs moves to second. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler hits a line drive towards the mound. Nelson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nichols. The throw from Gedman to Gutierrez and they have Nichols trapped. The throw over to Buckner, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher takes first base on ball four. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett strikes out. There goes Fletcher. The throw from Gedman to second, and Fletcher is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons takes first base on ball four. Barrett moves to second. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez takes first base on ball four. Barrett moves to third. Lyons moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Evans hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle takes first base on ball 4. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lyons. Walker reaches second base with a double. Kittle goes all the way around to score. It's Red Sox, 1, White Sox, 1. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-1 in the game. Easler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nichols hits a line drive towards short. Gutierrez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez misplays the ball. That's an error on Gutierrez. Fletcher moves to second. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 0-for-1 in the game. Gettman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lyons strikes out. One out. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gutierrez hits a fly ball into center field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Fletcher fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kittle hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lyons. Kittle reaches second base with a double. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. Kittle moves to third. Two outs. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0-for-1 in the game. Salazar hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-2 in the game. Easler hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gedman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Salazar. Gedman reaches second base with a double. Easler goes all the way around to score. Gedman moves to third. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hill moves to second. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nichols hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fletcher hits a line drive into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lyons bunts towards second. Fletcher can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gutierrez bunts towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. Lyons moves to second. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Juan Agosto now pitching. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lyons scores. Evans moves to third. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 3 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kittle takes first base on ball 4. Fisk moves to second. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Steve Crawford now pitching. Harold Baines pinch hits for Luis Salazar. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Gettman for a passed ball. Fisk moves to third. Kittle moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reed Nichols now playing center field. Harold Baines now playing right field. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines who is chasing the ball. Buckner reaches third base with a triple. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Buckner scores. One out. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gettman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon can't make a play. That's a base hit. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lyons hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Barrett moves to second. Mike Stanton now pitching. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law pinch hits for Mark Hill. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Reed Nichols. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brian Little pinch hits for Scott Fletcher. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a pop-up towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Brian Little now playing second base. Carlton Fisk now catching. Rudy Law now playing center field. Mike Stanton now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Boggs strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-4 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hewlett takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Kittle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hewlett moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Buckner hits a line drive into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Easler takes first base on ball 4. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Easler moves to second. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. he's got two RBIs. Gettman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Stanton covering, for the out. Easler moves to third. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Barrett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Little settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 3 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crawford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble pinch hits for Mike Stanton. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.